education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, buddy.
Ricky Lee Jones. I love Ricky Lee Jones. So good.
Yeah.
One of the many things that you can record if you happen to be watching a concert on television. Now, let's talk about this for a second, because you've had a TiVo for how long?
I've had a TiVo for, gosh, going on maybe 2.5, maybe 3 years now.
For those that don't know about these things called digital video recorders, they use hard drives to record video as opposed to tape.
That's so, just the tip of the iceberg,
well,
though.
That's the beginning, which allows you to do, instead of 2, 4, 6 hours, like 40 to 80 hours, depending upon what device you go with.
And obviously a much higher quality, and you don't have to rewind the tapes and all that kind of stuff. But it gets a ton better than that, because rather than just, you know, instead of setting your VCR to record from 6 to 8 on Monday night, and then having to make sure there was a tape in there, and it was rewound, and it was all set up right, because you wanted to record some show.
Yeah.
Let's say the show is Seinfeld. You're a big Seinfeld fan, and you have to go track down when Seinfeld is on, what channels, and all these things. Well, with TiVo or with DVRs, PVRs in general, whether they be on your computer or they be boxes or devices that stand alone and do this, the better part is that you just say, okay, whenever Seinfeld is on, you figure out what channel it's on, you figure out what time, not you the person, you the computer, or you the box. I don't want to have to deal with that. I just like Seinfeld. So go find it whenever it's on, and record it, and store it. And you know what? If I don't get around to watching it, keep maybe 7, 8 episodes max and throw away the oldest ones and get new ones and always go get the newest ones that are out there. And not just Seinfeld, but 20 other programs that I like. Or I really like James Earl Jones. So find anything that he's in, anytime it's on, any channel, and go record it. And if there's a conflict between something James Earl Jones is on and Seinfeld, well, I'm going to take James Earl Jones over anything that's Seinfeld, so make him a higher preference.
Okay.
And I mean, the possibilities are endless with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's all cool, but the reason I didn't buy a TiVo was, with just about any delivery of video these days, you have to have 2 tuners if you want to be able to record something while you're watching something else.
Well, with TiVo, you can watch something that was previously recorded while it's recording something else.
Right.
That's not a problem.
But if you want to record something while you're watching something else, you're out of luck.
Or the bigger problem is, especially with the network wars, is a lot of times there's 2 shows that you really like and they go head to head. Well, you can record one
or
the other. You can't record them both because they're on at the same time, or they overlap by half an hour, or
it's
even
ridiculous.
Sometimes there's a couple of shows that they start a few minutes late on purpose, and so the show actually goes over by a minute or two, and so you either have to chop off a few minutes of one show or start a little bit late on another show. And it's a big, big problem.
And one other thing, one other reason why I didn't go with the TiVo is I don't have a phone line anywhere near my television set, so there are ways of getting around that.
Yeah,
but
if you're a hacker, you can make your TiVo do other things, but it's not real convenient.
It's a big pain.
And there's another little problem with TiVo also that some people get annoyed with, is TiVo has to actually control your cable box or your satellite box or whatever, and so it has to change the channels. What that means is that there's a little device called an IR blaster, which means when you tell TiVo to change the channel, TiVo in turn tells your box to change the channel, your box then changes channels, and sometimes that can be very slow, especially if you like to channel surf. If you go up, up, up 3 times, you need to wait a few seconds. You'll get 1 channel change, wait a few seconds more, and it's a slow change process because it has to actually relay through a couple different things for
all
it
right.
to happen.
So, okay, so enough about TiVo, because I purposely did not to mention it's a couple hundred, $200 to $300 for the box, and $12.95 a month for the subscription service, or you can pay a lifetime deal. I've been waiting for something, a better deal, because I don't, you know, I just, it wasn't quite functional enough.
It was great for me, but it was, you know, it was, of the choices, it was the best out there.
So you told me about this, what, last week or week before last?
I said, hey, there's this new box I heard rumored out there that Cox is supposed to have that lets you do all the things that TiVo won't, but I'd be real interested to see because, you know, my TiVo, even though it has those couple of shortcomings, I fell in love with the thing, and my wife, who is a technology anti-gadget freak, who hated the idea of having this in the first place, fell in love with it, so I couldn't imagine there'd be something that would actually beat it.
Well, joining us on the line here is Della Berg, the Director of Marketing for Cox Communications. She's going to tell us all about the brand new device from Cox. I guess it's called a DVR, is that correct, Della?
Yes, it is, Ken, and it's great to be able to talk to you about it. We're very excited about this new box to offer our customers valley-wide. It is called the Cox Digital Video Recorder. It is so convenient. People love it. You can watch what you want when you want to watch it. No longer are you locked into the TV schedule because you control your TV schedule
and
what you want to see.
And I went and got mine on Wednesday. I heard about it. I said, I got to try this thing out. I went and got it Wednesday. About 6 minutes after I had it plugged in, I was recording, and I had the basic elements figured out. Now, of course, I'm one of those that will scan through the manual once before I actually start messing with it.
Wait, there's a manual?
Yeah. Little tiny one. Excuse me.
I wouldn't waste my time. I'd use the buttons and learn.
And all of the things that I didn't like about TiVo, you guys took care of.
Excellent. And I'm very glad to hear that.
I'm going to have to try this thing out because I'm a devout TiVo fan, and if it does what he says it does, as cool as he says it does it,
well,
I may be a switcher.
I took my digital cable box back to the digital Cox store or whatever and traded it.
Right.
So the difference in price is what?
It's $15.
And what was I paying for my digital cable box?
You were paying $5.
So it's a $10 difference.
Right. So it's
which
$10
difference. Which is already less than what TiVo charges for their monthly subscription.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we also don't have any upfront charges either.
Oh, I don't have to buy the box?
Nothing.
So it's $15 a month, displaces your other $5 that you were paying, so it's only a $10 incremental to you, and there's no upfront cost.
So the monthly charge is less than the TiVo service that I'm... Well, actually, I was one of the ones that bought the Lifetime way back in the day.
Gee, that's too bad.
Which I also found out was for the life of the box, not for my life, but that's okay.
Well, and right now you can buy for another $300. So you spend $200 to $300 on a TiVo and another $300 for the Lifetime.
Plus, I had to upgrade mine so I didn't have to use a phone line by putting in a network card and another drive. I mean, I've got a way bigger investment than that in it.
So tell me now, do I need a phone line with your device to be able to get the programming?
No, you don't. It's all through your Cox cable that's coming into your house already. So there's no phone line required, none of that inconvenience, and none of that complexity that I heard your counterpart talking about there a few minutes ago.
Right,
yeah.
Hack, hack, hack.
Oh,
by the way, hacking avoids the warranty,
yes,
too.
Yes, oh, yeah, I avoided my warranty.
Yeah, sure it does.
I spent way too much money. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, this box, now, it's one box that is the digital cable tuner, but it has two tuners.
Yes, it does.
Plus, it has the DVR. I mean, it's one nice, neat
little box. Oh, it's one box. Oh, see, I have two different boxes.
Oh,
and
no,
And they're wrong colors, of course. One's silver and one's black. And I told you already about the, you know, I got two remotes. If I want to do pay-per-view, I have to get my old Cox remote out.
Oh, no. This is one remote, one box. It happens to be silver and black, so whatever color scheme you
right.
want going, it'll match that.
But it's beautiful.
And you can record two programs at the same time.
And
you have picture-in-picture. It works on any digital TV. You don't have to change a thing.
Right. The picture-in-picture is not based on your television's picture-in-picture. It does it itself because it's got two tuners.
Right.
Plus, you can be recording two different programs at the same time
and watching a third already recorded.
Yeah, something you recorded earlier.
Right.
But you know what, Della? What I figured out is the absolute coolest thing about this box because of the two tuners.
What's that?
I am a total channel surfer. I'm always watching two programs at the same time.
It's really annoying to sit and watch TV with Ken.
I'm impossible to live with. But one will be like a sports channel. Right, I'll be watching a sporting game like the Suns game or something, and the other would be like a cooking show or the World Series of Poker, something just completely ridiculous. This thing, I figured out, if you're recording both of the shows that you're channel surfing, it literally freezes when you flip off of one channel. It freezes that one while it's recording, but keeps it where you left off, goes to the other channel, right, and picks it up. And so you flip back and forth, and you never miss 1 second of either of the programs.
Well, it sounds like you're really putting our new box to the test.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Oh, if you want somebody who's going to make sure it works, you found the right monkey.
That's great. Well, I have to tell you, it is so easy. Like Ken mentioned that he scanned through the booklet before he started, but I got my box a few months before we launched them. To play around with it, to test it, to see what it was like. No instructions, because we hadn't developed them yet. We didn't offer the service yet. And it is so simple. You just press the button on the remote, and it prompts you through everything that you need to know, want to know how long you want the programs to be saved, if whichever programs you want to program. It is so simple. It takes about a minute for anybody to become pretty much a pro at it.
And anybody who has digital cable service available, if they have it now or if they know it's available in their area, they can get this product?
Yep.
Now, it requires digital cable, right? Not analog.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does require digital cable, which all of our cable customers can get.
Now, I know these things are going like hotcakes. Should people call their local digital store first before they go down? Or are you guys pretty well stocked now?
No. Interesting you should ask that, because we, for the launch last week, we had an inventory that we thought would last us about a week to 10 days. It was gone in two. So we had to we had some scrambling to do to get in extra inventory and such, but we're good to go now. We have plenty of inventory. People can either give us a call at 623-594-4265 or go by their neighborhood digital store and order it and pick it up, exchange a box if they want to do that, or add it to their existing service.
Well, Della, would you do me one other favor?
What's that?
Would you send an email or a thank you to whoever the engineers were that came up with Scientific Atlanta, whoever came up with this thing? This is what I've been waiting for 3. I've been hearing from Brandon about how great a digital video recorder is for 3 years.
I want to cry because I put way too much time and effort into my TiVo, and now I haven't even seen it yet, but it has enough. I mean, getting rid of the 14,000 remotes is always a good thing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Two different boxes, and I already voted my warranty.
I told you it was better.
Hey, man, I couldn't wait the couple years.
Thanks for joining us and filling us in on this. Folks, if you want to know where your nearest Cox Digital store is, just check out cox.com, and you can drill down there with your area code, or excuse me, your zip code, and find that. But if you are a TV junkie like me, or even close, actually, if you're not even a TV junkie.
You know what? I'm not a TV junkie at all. And what the TiVo has done for me, which I'm sure this thing does even better for you, is it makes it so I actually spend less time watching TV because I'm watching what I want when I want.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't matter if you're a TV junkie or not.
It's
here. Once you check it out, you will not be able to live without it, I guarantee it.
Couple of buttons and you're recording every single episode of the World Series of Poker.
And if you missed the number she gave out or missed all that information, of course, in our follow-up newsletter, it'll be there, so check that stuff out.
It's the way to go, folks. It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. There's a great example of convergence. Computer technology with television technology. It's here.
Back after this short break.
Collins College is looking for talented people to help.